Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jay. How may I help you?
Please cancel this automatic withdrawal from my account.
Okay, ma'am. And may I have your 5-digit zip code, please?
60402. It's not your fault. I am her daughter, but I have control of her account, and I'm seeing a discharge coming out of her account multiple times. The name on the account is Claire Ola Scott, S-C-O-T-T. My mom is 85 years old, and if you, not you personally, it ain't your fault. I'm sorry. You're going to get it. Y'all going to go, this is senior abuse.
Okay, and for security reasons, can you verify her address for me?
1910 Wesley Avenue, Berwyn, Illinois, 60402.
Okay, ma'am, and I do see an account matching this information. So this is what it looks like. On the 27th of April, Smart
Fitness. Wait. I want her to hear. Stop. I want her to hear you. Mother, come in here. So I have a customer service on the phone, and they telling me exactly what happened. Whatever company this is, I have the customer service representative on the line, and they can tell me, you knew this was supposed to be my downtime. You knew it, so you got to hear it. This is supposed to be my downtime, but because you brought this to my attention, I have them on the line. I apologize. Can you please explain exactly what's happening?
Okay, ma'am, it's no problem. Okay, so it looks like on the 27th of April, a Smart Fitness tracker and some replacement color bands and a lifetime warranty. Well, the warranty declined, but the smart tracker and the replacement straps were ordered.
The smart tracker and those bands, that thing you got, buy one, get one, that you just showed me so recently, that's what the charge is for. And then they try to charge some type of lifetime warranty for $70, but that was declined. $69, do you remember the money? Did you say Chase just declined it? It was $69 and some change. But it was $69. We just looked up. Don't give me. Why are you giving me verbatim? I'm telling you exactly what the amount was. You said, and I'm telling you what it's saying. I'm looking at the Chase account. Don't leave. $69.87 was attempted to be charged to your car that Chase declined for fraud. They're declining it because I talked to 855 phone number. I called the customer service. And I asked him what was happening. That was for the fitness band that you purchased. And then after you purchased it, because I'm looking at all these charges that are on your account from Chase for the same character, it was a charge for $7.97, $19.98, $6.97, and then they tried again charging
$69 today. From the same company?
Yes.
Well, just cancel it. Don't cancel my car, cancel them.
It's already been canceled. The payment has already been declined. This is for the warranty of a lifetime that you must have said okay to, not necessarily understanding.
No,
okay,
ma'am.
Can you keep talking?
Yes, ma'am. The large charges weren't for the warranty. The lifetime warranty was the $19.95, and that was declined. And, okay, so she paid for
it. I'm sorry, it's showing that it was paid. It wasn't declined.
Okay, so the only thing that was paid for here was $19.98 for the colored bands, the $6.97 for the fitness tracker, and the $7.97 for the fitness tracker. They tried to charge $19.95 for the warranty, but that declined. And okay, and I will explain what this was. What she purchased was a trial period. It's a 14-day trial. So if no one calls to cancel these items before that trial period is up, on that 15th day, they do bill you for the product that they sent you, which is why they tried to bill her.
Right. I get it. So the $69 is for what? The actual?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's for the fitness tracker.
So, okay. I'm almost following you. Hold on, because I got to look at the account. So the $6 and something and the $7 and something, what was that? Just for the trial of it?
Yes, ma'am. That was just for shipping and handling.
Oh, so that's $6.97 and $7.97 for shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am.
$19.98 is for what amount?
The replacement bands, the color scraps.
Wow. And then you said a $19.95 was declined, right?
Yeah, that was the lifetime warranty.
And then the $69 is declined. That is for what? The actual band.
Yeah, so that's for the actual watch.
So she got billed for the shipping and handling of the item.
Uh-huh, and then they billed her for the item. Yes, ma'am.
And what's the what was the $19.98 for? The $19.98?
The $19.98 was for the replacement color strap.
Oh, the replacing the straps so you can change the colors of them.
Yes, ma'am.
That's unreal to me.
I remember
that. How did you remember? You talked to somebody on the phone? You received it.
I just got the watch and the band.
So does she need to send those back?
Okay, one second for me.
I'm asking, does she, because I'm not paying for her to send them back. Yeah, I've already declined the charge. Now, my next question is, are they going to continue to keep charging her, or do I'm going to have to change her card number?
Okay, one second for me.
Thank you. I'm sorry that you're getting the blunt of this. It's just that my mother's 85 years old. She has no reason to have that.
It's okay, ma'am. I do understand.
I had a long day. You told me I was going to be all right. I apologize. She just got me at a bad moment. I really was trying to get my, unwind time without having a glass of wine. I got a cup of coffee. He put me on hold. He can't hear me no more.
See, what happens is when I get something, it takes a month.
But why even get it is what I'm asking.
At that time, I was getting it because I was going to walk and keep my time.
But you get it on your phone. You don't even light stuff on your wrist.
And lately, my body's declining.
That's all I'm saying. So,
but it wasn't declining then.
Oh, my God.
The pandemic made it decline.
The pandemic is over. You didn't have both your shots, but you're not doing that.
I guess they're doing it, the pandemic.
All right, Mom.
So they declined everything.
I just need to know, do I need to change your card? That means, how did you get?
You don't have to send it back.
But you only got 15. You got the. You didn't do that. Do that 15 day. That same thing happened with that eye cream. I'm trying to figure out, how are you even getting these promotions? No. How are you getting the promotion? How are you even knowing about these products or these items?
On
your.
Okay, ma'am, and I do have this taken care of for you. She won't receive any further charges or any further products, and she can keep those. She can keep those products. You don't have to return them.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What was your name, Charles?
My name, no, ma'am. My name is Jay, J-A-Y.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jay. All right.
It's okay.
Jay, thank you very much. I do apologize for yelling at you. I wasn't really trying to. I'm just...
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I do have a cancellation number here for you if you have something to write that down with.
Great. Hold on. Oh, mama. See, she's real feisty. She's 85, but she thinks she can just, then she don't know what she did. Mama, she's like, what's this charge for? I don't know what to do. Then she'd be like, I'm independent. I know you're not, though, because then you come to me and say, okay, Agnes, I don't know what this is. I'm like, oh, Jesus. All right, Jay, I'm ready for your confirmation number.
Okay, it's C as in cat,
919.
Yes, ma'am. 232.
Two,
073.
Whew. What's today, May 14th? The time here is 7:50. All right.
Okay, and is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.